Static.
It'll be just like starting over.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. Miles.
You don't like my sing-songy voice there?
Yeah, I love it.
Are you making fun of me?
I love it. It's turning me on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Static Show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Why don't you do your best George Gobel there?
I don't really do a George Gobel voice. I could do an NPR voice.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to NPR. This is All Things Considered.
Oh, do you listen to NPR?
Sometimes.
Seriously?
Sometimes in the nude. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's weird. I would never figured that.
I do, yeah. Sometimes I'm flipping around and I'm like, wow, NPR.
And you
cool.
Give me shit about world news and BBC and all that kind of crap.
I sometimes do.
And you listen to NPR. I can't even listen to NPR.
Just the way they talk is like fascinating.
It reminds me of the childhood I wish I had.
They all talk the same. It's all like robotic.
I can only imagine that you're... parents were kind of like the Costanzas, George Costanza's parents, yelling at each other all the time.
You think?
Yeah, that's what I imagine your parents like.
Well, it's funny you should say
I have to sell things! Can't you just leave me alone?
That's what they are. That's them.
That's what whenever I see them together, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking that.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I can only imagine that that's what your childhood was like. What? Where are my socks? They're in the closet!
You're right, that was my childhood. Right.
Anyway, it's Christmas time. This is the last show before Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
And we went to see Santa.
Okay.
Did you take your kids to see Santa?
I did.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Well, we have Santa's cottage here in our little town.
Okay.
And it's like a house, you know? It's kind of like a quadruple wide outhouse kind of thing.
Okay.
It's probably like four porta potties or six, it's like a six pack of porta potties all tied together. When you go inside, you know, it's all open. It's not like a porta potty.
Does it smell?
No, it doesn't smell. But they keep this thing, like, parked somewhere. It's on a trailer. And then they drive it around, they set it up and put some stairs up to it, and Santa's in there.
Yeah.
And so we're there. Were we there the first night? No? It was, like, a second night. I don't know. It was pretty soon after it opened, I think. Like, they don't operate, like, 24/7, you know. It's not like, you know, a donut shop. It's very sporadic. So, like, one night it'll be open for a couple hours, and then on the weekend it's open for a few hours. I guess it's basically whenever Santa's available, or a Santa's available. And so we go, and we went one evening around supper time, a little after supper time, and there's a little bit of a line, so we had to wait.
Uh-huh.
And so we're standing out there. It's a little bit cold, not as cold as it is, like, right now, but a little bit cold.
All right.
And, I mean, you know, my kids are just... so excited to go see Santa. They were just, oh my gosh, this is the best. Santa's come to our, you know, he's come in his little shack here to talk to us. You know?
Yeah.
And they're just, oh, it's just crazy energy with Santa.
The Santa shack.
The Santa, Santa shack! Yeah.
15 miles.
That's right. You go round the corner at the back of the parking lot. You wait 15 minutes for Santa's shack. So there's my French Schneider. I love French Schneider.
Rusty.
That's right. Tin roof rusted.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you're freezing.
Well, they're not freezing. It's just a little cold.
It's cold.
So then this lady, I'm like... I don't know. I'm usually my usual la-la land for these activities, I guess. And And the parking was so weird. That's what threw me off. We go to park, and then I couldn't park where I wanted to park.
Oh, here we go again.
So I had to park, like, around the back, and I'm just, like, frustrated with the parking because it's not, like, mapped out or anything.
Did
you
get yelled at again, like that one time you went to the movies?
No, I didn't get yelled at. Thank goodness.
That guy comes running out. Hey, get the hell out of here, you Santa lovers!
So
get the hell out!
I'm already confused with the parking.
Yeah.
So we get up there, and we're waiting, and then this lady starts talking to my wife.
Oh, here we go.
And it's a reporter for the newspaper.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm like, my wife's like, take some pictures of the Santa Shack. So I'm taking pictures. And they're talking, and she's asking the kids what they want for Christmas. And so my daughter's like, I want a Barbie and Cabbage Patch doll.
Right.
Oh, and she's like, oh, that's so nice. And she's writing down, making little notes, you know?
Yeah.
And she took a couple pictures, and she asked, and she's talking to my son, who's, you know, just starting to talk real well here. And, well, what do you want? And now he's like, the Santa thing has really captured him this year. And like,
right.
It's Santa, Santa, Santa.
Right.
I mean, we drive and they got those crazy inflatable Santas.
Right.
And so I think he proceeded to tell her about how there's Santa down the road who sometimes he's up and sometimes he's down because, you know, they don't leave him inflated all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a Santa over in the video store that, like, is one of those real bad 50s animatronic type Santas.
Right.
You know, ho, ho, ho. It's like, ee! And so then he says something to the effect of, and Santa won't hit me with his big belt.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, luckily,
yeah.
I guess he was cold enough, and she really couldn't quite tell what he was saying.
Yeah.
That she didn't understand what he said on that part. Thank goodness. Because I'm like, well, why would he think that Santa would hit him with his belt unless
right.
he got hit with a belt?
Yeah, right.
And I've never hit the kid with a belt.
Right, sure.
So I'm feeling like, you know, at any moment, you know, the fuzz is going to show up and throw me on the ground, you know, and kick the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You want to beat a little kid with a belt? I'll beat you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, one of those.
Yeah, you don't want to go
sure
to prison
can.
With
he takes
that
you
kind
to
of
Santa
rap,
Shack.
Believe me.
Yeah, well, exactly, you know.
You're going to get your ass kicked.
Believe it or not, and I don't know if this is totally true, but it was true. I had a friend who worked in the county sheriff's department.
Yeah.
And the child molesters and the child beaters all got their balls kicked in. So
I've heard that, yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, here it comes, you know
what
I mean? And, of course, my wife will be off scot-free because, of course, she couldn't do anything like that.
Right.
Which is probably more likely because I'm usually in fantasy land half the time anyway. Especially when we're out in public. I just
you're dreaming about Santa's belt.
I can't stay focused for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So, anyway, luckily, she glazed over that. Like, scot-free.
Yeah.
Worst thing was, we made the paper.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You made the paper. Okay.
So I'm glad that she didn't hear the belt thing, because she probably wrote it down. And this poor little boy is worried that Santa's going to whip him. I asked him if he was good this year. Evidently, he wasn't. But no, she didn't write anything like that. So she wrote about cabbage patches and Barbie dolls
terrible.
And stuff like that.
Why would your son say that?
I have no...
Everything that he says is about hitting.
That's right. He's always talking about hitting. I'm going to go up and hit Sissy on the head.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, don't go hit Sissy.
Yeah.
Or he wakes up. He woke up the other day and he said... He said, Daddy, this lady was laughing at me. I'm like, what lady? This lady was laughing at me on that thing that goes around and around. So he had some weird Fellini dream.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's trying to tell me about it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Nice.
It was weird. I mean, the kid's just, you know.
Yeah.
He's expressing himself.
He works with the beat of a different drummer.
So I thought, you know, at least he's expressing himself. But anyway.
Well, that's
I don't know,
good.
You know, to the detriment of me, probably, but at least he's, you know.
Yeah.
So what's up with you? I'm evidently a child abuser, but maybe in my sleep I walk down and beat him with a belt.
I guess.
Of course, he doesn't wake up and talk about that. He talks about some lady laughing at him on a merry-go-round.
Actually, I've seen your pants you wear, and you could probably use a belt, actually.
Thanks.
Nice point, but...
You're supposed to say, I think you could probably use some suspenders.
Actually, my dad would probably say you could use some suspenders, yeah. Actually.
But... You know what you need? You need some goddamn suspenders!
That's what he told me recently. You're fat. You better get some suspenders. You
on
like
second
shit.
Thought, just wear some overalls. Or yeah. A barrel.
Yeah, get some. Yeah.
So he goes, you know what I think? I think you need to shed all that weight off.
Yeah. So,
what's going on with you?
May I begin?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I went to my first wrestling tournament. Thank you.
Was this that gay wrestling league you signed up for?
That gay wrestling league, yeah, that I... No, my son. My
oh,
son
that's right. I forget.
Is a pee-wee wrestler.
You know, I had friends in high school who went to state finals for wrestling. But I could never get over the idea of the whole wrestling business.
Right.
As a, a sport.
Right.
It just seems really off to me.
Right.
I can't imagine, wrestling people.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a homophobe. I'm just saying it's a weird thing.
People go nuts at this thing.
I bet.
There's people yelling. There's tears. There's laughter. There's everything.
It sounds like a Shakespearean drama there.
And I think there was a little bit of shock, too, when I showed up.
They're like, this isn't sumo wrestling.
Yeah, what's he doing here?
Look.
It's
the famous
white
wrestler from Japan.
Yeah. No, I thought I would be like, Mr. Video Guy, Mr. Digital Camera Guy.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm shooting video.
Right.
And I have this terrible thought that maybe I'm showing a lot of the audience some plumber crack. And I think I did. I think I was showing some plumber butt.
Was the laughter always behind you, or what?
I don't know. It really got hushed there for a while, and it felt like a breeze,
Was there a lot?
You think you're showing crack, and you kind of put your hand behind yourself to check it. I'm like, uh-oh. I think I was showing crack.
I think I better check the old dipstick and see how far my crack's showing. Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure. I can't be for sure because I have no one really to ask.
Wasn't your wife there with you?
What?
Wasn't your wife there?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, jeez.
She wasn't.
I'm sure she would, help you out.
She was out buying me Krispy Kreme.
So were they chanting anything about crack or... Crack kills or anything like that?
Yeah, I was trying to be very careful after that, about videotaping and bending over.
I would be wondering, why the hell is he videotaping wrestling? Is he gay or something?
No, these are little kids.
That's what I mean! Some kind of pedophile?
Gay people don't wrestle.
I'm sure they do.
Pedophiles don't wrestle either, by
the way. Oh, they don't either?
Yeah.
You would know, I guess. I don't know.
No, I showed up. Like, no one told me anything about this. Everyone's just like, well, just show up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I show up. It's like, well, you've got to weigh in. Go
You're
weigh
all
in.
Geared up there. Oh, you had to go weigh in?
Yeah.
I know.
Not me.
I know.
I stepped on the scale and it said to be continued.
Oh, but oompa.
No, so I realized, all these kids have all this paperwork, right?
Yeah.
My kid doesn't have any.
Uh-oh.
So I'm running around, I find the paperwork, I run downstairs, he gets weighed in.
Yeah.
And it's 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, well, now what? And they're like, well, they don't wrestle till 9 o'clock.
You gotta hang out, yeah.
I go, well, what do we do? And they're like, well, go eat breakfast.
They're like, my specialty.
Right?
Come on, son, let's go get some Krispy Kreme.
Almost. I brought our own ho-hos.
Or how about a big breakfast from McDonald's?
Oh, deluxe big breakfast.
Deluxe?
What daddy likes.
That means it's got an extra pat of butter on it.
Yeah.
Well, if you just weigh in, that's so stupid because what they do is you starve yourself for the weigh in.
Right.
And then you gorge yourself.
Right.
I had friends that like sweated it out. I mean, you know.
I figured that out. Thank you.
Yeah.
So now it's like one of the dads is talking to me and he's like, well, what weight class is your son in?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, what did he weigh in at? What was his weight? I don't know. He's like, oh, well, I think he's a peewee or something. I don't know.
I think you better go back to the back of the line, sir.
Yeah, right?
So you're not a fan, like, oh, are you?
All wrestlers to the basement. All wrestlers to the basement.
Yeah.
Right? So now they're trying to group them, and I'm like, I don't understand how they're grouping kids, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, well, you have to run back upstairs and, like, find this chart. Your name's, you know, your son's name on this chart, and he's going to wrestle these three kids. Right?
I hear you.
So I find the chart, and I'm thinking, okay, well, three kids to wrestle. He'll just wrestle them, bing, 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 you know?
Right.
And he's done. I didn't realize it's a whole day thing.
Yeah, it's like a whole big tournament thing.
You know, like the littlest kid wrestles, and then the medium.
Yeah, what's the littlest?
So I didn't get out of there till like 3:30.
Were you showing your crack to other people when other people were wrestling, or just when your kid was
wrestling? I think everyone saw my goddamn crack, I'll be honest with you.
What?
I think they even saw that mole I have.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. I might have been showing that much. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. We hit the low water mark.
Oh, my God. That's like a pencil eraser. Look at it.
Next stop, Brown Station. Sphincter City.
I think he's a Star Trek fan because I think we'll see some Klingons in there.
I believe we've crossed the border to Ashola. Yeah, everybody loved you.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the hairy ass guy. Hairy ass video guy.
After that, they put up a sign that said no videotaping. So yeah. I don't know what that was about.
Yes. They're like, get a weave.
Yeah. Get a weave.
So did he win or what?
He got like third place. Yeah.
Well, hey, he did something.
Oh, I missed the first match. I meant to say that. Oh,
did he make it?
Yeah, he made it. I was watching the wrong match.
I thought maybe you were getting breakfast.
No, I had eaten. I was like, I didn't think he had come up from the basement. I was watching this other match, and one of the dads comes up, and he's like, well, it's too bad your son lost, but, you know.
You're like, huh?
I go, what do you mean?
Mr. Oblivious. See, that's stuff that I do, though.
He just wrestled like 5 minutes ago.
Oh. Well.
Oh.
I must go console him, I guess.
Yeah.
Let me bend over. No! 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 No!
Oop, I got my camera. No! No!
You're like,
wave him off! Wave him off!
There's that skit on Saturday Night Live where Dan Aykroyd's checking out the old Norge.
Yeah, it was like that.
There was a lot of crack showing on that.
Yeah, I know. It could have been that bad. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
Check out the old Norge here.
Yeah, say no to crack, man.
Yeah, well, maybe you do need a belt then.
I'm thinking it.
Do you not have a belt? I have a belt.
Yeah, I need some suspension.
But I have never used it on my kid, but you know.
Yeah, I bet.
Thank you for casting doubt in everyone's mind.
Yeah.